This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
Hello again, I'm Josh James, WUKY News here with Ellen Hahn with the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy and the UK College of Nursing. And we're here to talk about a collaboration regarding a special StoryCorps project involving what will soon be the 10th anniversary of Lexington becoming the first city in Kentucky to pass a no-smoking ordinance in public buildings. Ellen, first let's talk about how you were able to get StoryCorps folks interested in this project.
Well, Josh, that's a great question. We contacted them and we asked them if they'd be interested. And I think what the hook was that Kentucky is a tobacco growing state, that we're kind of an unlikely place for these smoke-free laws to take place. We have a long, rich tradition of tobacco growing. And I think they were fascinated by the fact that we could pull together the number of people to talk about this at a 10-year, at a kind of a milestone in our history in this state. So I think it was partly the lure of thinking about the socio and political kind of considerations in which we live and how we could be successful in passing these kinds of policies in a pretty tough climate.
And give us an idea of how many people agreed to sit down for interviews and what kind of roles they played in this landmark legislation.
Sure. And keep in mind, the hook was Lexington's 10-year anniversary, but we actually broadened our focus because so much has gone on in the past 10 years in Kentucky and things have changed that we invited people from all walks of life. We invited people who are exposed and suffer diseases from secondhand smoke. We talked to musicians who had to work in Lexington entertainment venues prior and after the law went into effect so they could talk about how it was before and how it was after. We talked to elected officials who talked about some of the difficulties they had in adopting this legislation, not only in Lexington, but we broadened it to include the smaller communities. You know, we have 39 communities now that have some sort of smoke-free law. And in 10 years, that's pretty amazing. So that we cover about 34% of our population now with these laws.
And now I get to talk about WKY's role in this collaboration. Smoke-Free Lexington has agreed to share these interviews with us, and we'll be playing selected excerpts from the conversations during Morning Edition and All Things Considered. The first segment will air Thursday, November 21st. And do you want to mention who we'll be hearing from?
Yes, I would be happy to. We'll be hearing from the vice mayor of Lexington, Linda Gordon, and also restaurant owner Rob Ramsey. And they will be having a conversation, kind of reminiscing 10 years ago. Rob was skeptical of the law, and so he'll be talking about his view about that and how it's changed over time and how the law has affected or not affected his business. And, of course, Vice Mayor Gordon was here at that time and did vote for the smoke-free law. She's now vice mayor.
And we should mention that date, November 21st, just also happens to coincide with the annual National Great American Smokeout Day as well. If you're new to the area or you were here when the debates were going on and the ordinance was passed, you know or will know how historic an event that was for our city. Thanks for sitting down with us, Dr. Hahn.
Thank you.